If you don't try hard, you won't get the mercy. And if you do try hard, it's better. not guarantee that he will. But Krishna will do that through your vision, but it's by his will, sweet will, not by your will. Also, you should understand what it means also, by mercy and by sadhana, by your own sadhana and by mercy. It means that if you do sadhana very, very quickly, actually, your heart will become neat and clean and cool. There will be no heat from the material world in the heart. Then in that atmosphere, this is mercy will come, and you can realize what is Raj Leela, what is Shiva, to pronounce Radha Krishna and their Leela. And all different types of flavor, all varieties of flavor will be awakened in your heart. Now, you should know that by sadhana you may make your heart neat and clean. But just by having your heart which is neat and clean doesn't mean that you realize anything. So it's by mercy that you can realize these things. But to do sadhana, that is true. But you also need some mercy and good associates to be able to decide in mercy properly. In Bhagavatam it's written, Tapasa Brahmacharya Nasamayana Sadhanayana Sadhanayana Satyasokta Vyamityanayana Niyamayana Va. One to be Brahmachari, Brahmachari, one to be austere, one to be self-controlled, one to be clean, one to be holy mass, and one to chant the holy mass and do so many things. You must do this. And by doing this, one will be purified. But then you can never find it ever. But even though you're purified, all your nastiness can come back. Just like if you burn a forest, all the forest is gone. But as soon as the rainy season comes, because the roots in the ground, it all goes back. So by our own endeavors, we can do that somewhat, become somewhat purified. But it's not eternal. And all your nastiness can come back again. How will it be that we'll become purified, and nastiness will go, and they'll never come back? Only when only when this state of Kaivalya Bhakti is pure, unalloyed, transcendental, to abstractive Krishna descends in the heart, then it will be purified in such a way that a nasty can never return. So that's mercy. So there's something for us to do and something to become. But in good association, then everything becomes easy. Being good, and especially being in the Dharma. Because the Dharma is said of Bhumi. The Dharma itself has an influence because everything must be good. If you go to Govarda, immediately, in your mind, it just becomes quiet and peaceful. And all sorts of radicals will come in the mind. Only being that close to Buddha. Do that mercy, then I do. You can do it one day, then the next day, have a big headache, and you can't do anything. Yoga, Mishra, or Aroksita Bhakti, something followers and things like this, and you become very popular and everyone likes you. And when you stand in China, everyone tries to book you, I guess, to travel. And also, they're always giving you donations. Come here and they're food here and food here and like this. You know, make that stuff. So, that's what we're talking about. So, all these are nuts. We have to look at all of it. Our environment is so turbulent, we have very little control of this. But, by the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Nitya Namda Guru, in the form of Guru, can we do this? So mercy is different. So if they remove them, and then we don't divide them, then, like we are so lucky, we find that another devotee found this path and this path. And in New Zealand, if you came into a subject that has that devotee, yeah, they give you money, you have nothing to worry about. If you go to India, you can get with the very high level of Muslims and a few times and more than that. In the holy dog, like that. Now if you don't divide them and give your whole life completely to buy them, then what is that? Very bad. Because you're thinking, oh, Mahaprabhu, oh great, when will you be merciful to me? But there's 1,000 devotees here, and they would sell their children to be like you. They would just, you know, kick their parents and everything, only to be like you, right? To be young, to have no worries, to have nothing about any financial difficulties, to have no family entanglement, to be living in the dark and living with association. So you having all these good facilities, this is not mercy. You didn't get any mercy, take any Mahaprabhu, take any Mahaprabhu. So you should think how merciful they are and try for this. And you gave me all these opportunities and facilities. I'm not too bad at it. So thank you. I know that you got to cut off their arms to be in your position. And you should thank you for doing that to do this. So if all this mercy has come, do you think that more mercy won't come? They made all these arrangements, and they're not going to make any more arrangements. These arrangements are so good, but they have more arrangements that definitely won't be coming in. Thank you.